The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD.
Somebody suggested that I play only songs I want to hear this morning, like we did that time with the Suns. And just in case it's
Let's
my
do
last
it.
Show. I think that's a good idea.
Right. Larry,
load
love
up,
it.
Larry,
load
go
up the EGs and...
Michael McDonald? You guys played your own music this morning, and
how many alerts will he get?
Yeah. And he won't call you. He'll ask.
Good. You guys were the ones who loaded it up. I don't know what I'm doing over here.
Where's some Michael McDonald?
Oh, I'll play it.
All right.
I got an email from Big Peepee, a black listener who's been with us for a long time, and he's very funny, and then sometimes I think he wants to kill me. Says, hey man, you cross over. I think I seen it when I almost died. I saw hell. It's a dark place with a hole with a light shining down. God, I hope I'm wrong, man.
Why was he seeing
when you
hell?
Die tomorrow, can I have your dogs?
Yeah.
No.
Why did he see hell? I don't remember.
Oh, the things he's done. And also, he must be Mormon because all black ones go to hell.
Oh,
you've read their book, right?
That's
not me, black people. That's the Mormons. You should be mad at them. I'm just the messenger.
Call Moroni.
Don't kill the messenger.
Call Moroni.
They changed that up in the mid-70s because they realized, well, the tide has turned here.
Mid? It was like 79, wasn't it?
78 or 79, yeah.
Let's vote.
And you'll get, let's vote.
They had to. They had to vote.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean what you think it means.
They weren't going to do it.
Doesn't mean what you think it means. God will punish the people who don't believe by darkening their skin. It's in your book.
All right, maybe it is.
I didn't mean it that way. Well, it's the words of Jesus there in the back in the woods with Joe, right? They were talking to each other, and it was a misinterpretation. Then clear it up for me.
Besides that, we want to be competitive in football.
Right. You got to get BYU. They were with the Hawaiians and Samoans for so long, and then unfortunately we need some of those punished people.
It's another 10%.
Yeah. This one says it's Monday morning. John is dead. Trip F and Reeb says he's found the perfect replacement. He walks in. Behind him is one of these four people. Which do you take to be the new host of the Morning Sickness? A, Dave Pratt. B, Beth McDonald. C, Dale Hellestray. D, Jeremy Thomas. Which one makes John roll in his grave the most? Good luck, John, and please don't do this to us, Ethan.
Which one makes you roll in
your grave
you
guys,
the most?
I'm asking you guys.
Who would we rather have in here?
Yeah, who's the one you want? Now, think about success for the show. You three have to stay. I doubt. Honestly, the three of you would still have jobs. I think they're going to go, well, the whole show has to go do stuff. And you'd have to go to another station. At least for a while, they'd milk it until they realized it's just, you guys can't read. Anyway, it's a four-pack, right? But then they say Dave Pratt comes in, Beth McDonald, Dale Hellestray, Jeremy Thomas. And they kept you three and just replaced me. Like that Kid Craddock show, we were talking about that. That dude died in the middle of his show. And they kept the name.
He died doing charity for his show.
Yeah, exactly. And they kept the name and stuff. And it's still the Kid Craddock show. And there's like 13 or 14 people on that show. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I'm going with the one with the biggest dong.
Yeah, me too.
Going with Ben.
Me
you
too.
Think
yeah.
Beth,
yep.
Beth is the one who's shown she can be successful the longest.
You can't kill her.
Hellestray's kind of close to that too. No, Dale might be kind of fun, but I don't know who would host that.
You could push him over. You see him try and get up out of that couch?
I saw him at my house on Sunday. It ain't pretty.
Wait a minute. He sat low at your house? I didn't think he was able to.
Well, you can sit. We have stools that are of human height.
Do you?
What do you mean sat low? What am I, in an Asian restaurant? We're not on the floor. Sat low? Who's this guy? What does that even mean?
Sat low like on a couch for him.
Oh, no. I didn't have him
tall.
In the main house.
Yeah.
It was in the game room.
Squatty potty?
Yeah, he's not allowed to sit in the main house where the couches are. No. He's in the bar. Yeah, I think you guys have made a wise choice.
Yeah, I would say the Barry Wood of Phoenix Radio.
Beth McDonald.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to try to knock the other stations out, you better swing a big dick. So, Beth, congratulations. Oh, yeah. You are my proxy. I agree. And I probably won't die. Probably.
Can we call her again and get her opinion on that?
Like we only talked to her with Bill.
I know.
She had Bill die. Well, not on her. He left the show. Well, yeah, she left the show. Or he left the show, remember? And then he passed away shortly after.
Really quick.
She didn't call it Beth and Bill. She made him go before he passed. And then he died. Bill Austin seemed like a nice man. I only talked to him that one time. Once before I was in radio when he was a weatherman on Channel 12. But, yeah, that was probably 10 years ago plus, right?
At least, yeah.
Yeah. So her show went on without him. So you guys can do this. You can make this a thing.
We can be Brady and friends.
Oh, man. All that would be every morning. It would be like an infomercial to try to get free food from restaurants.
What do we have on that?
The morning cup would.
I was at a place last night. Mm-mm. I traded him some jokes for food.
Did you pay money?
What? Anyway.
You just have to get that cash register sound effect.
Yeah.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching. Welcome to Brady's Morning
Cup. This queso is delicious.
We had a text yesterday where Brett simply asked, does anybody know any good restaurants in Fountain Hills?
That's right.
And I'm in Fountain Hills a lot, so I honestly had to look it up. I'm like, I've been to a Mexican place a couple times out there. I can't remember the name of it. And I did Mexican restaurants in Fountain Hills because Brett was asking, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the one I was at. I'm like, hey, from experience, this one was pretty good. Still don't remember the name. Like, you'll know it now. Brady fires off a full review, the menu.
And you're not going there for real food,
here's
right?
The other thing. Yeah, it's tapas. Asked him this morning, you ever actually been there?
No.
But you know that much about a restaurant you haven't been to?
Well, sure I do. I study.
What?
Yeah, he's never eaten there.
If I'm going to make a kill, I want to know where I'm going.
He gave Brett a full review of a restaurant he's never been to. And it was pretty, I've been there. That's pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate?
Pretty good. And I just text him, like, it's official. He knows about every restaurant in the city. If you ever put half the energy into, like, life that you put into knowing about restaurants.
I say it every day.
You'd have Nobel Prizes coming out your ass. The effort and energy you put into knowing about. What the one you said yesterday? The panda Thai, or the panda.
They put in a panda blah blah.
I'm like right in the middle of the conversation. It used to be called
Panda Libre.
I don't know if you see me wash over with disinterest when you get lost in your abyss. Because I know you're not talking to me. You're just speaking to the air and the restaurant gods.
This place was good, but now they got some panda carpet. And
what's it called?
I don't even know what it's called now. At one time it was Panda Libre.
Panda Libre.
And he starts talking to me about Gilbert restaurants and what they used to be and what they are.
Well, because it started on that whole Slim Chickens article.
Right, and I blanked out. These are the types of discussions we have that you guys think, I wish we could hear you between breaks.
Nope. No, you don't.
Toledo brought up, hey, this chicken restaurant, Slim Pickens, is coming to town.
They tried that once before in Gilbert and it failed.
And I'm like, yeah, I heard, I saw it on the news last night. They said it was the first time they're coming through. Maybe they used to have a place. Brady's on the phone, just diligently digging around.
But now, it was on the phone an hour later. Yeah,
it was the company that was Slim Pickens tried this. Slim Chickens was here once before.
What are we talking about?
Same company.
Like, what?
Slim Pickens.
What? What are you talking about?
An hour ago, you guys were curious about the chicken place.
We weren't curious.
No, we're just pointing it out.
I know it was burning through your mind.
No, not it was burning your fingers
up. I was just
up.
More impressed that they're going to open up 23 restaurants in a year.
Yeah. If you said, Brady, 150 feet from here and 30 feet in the ground, and it has to be dug up by hand as a treasure worth $1 million.
No.
They're opening up a panda carpet down the street.
I've heard about it. I'm going to go down there and check that out.
The man puts effort into the restaurants. But yeah, you lost me yesterday when I heard panda. It used to be a panda blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, what is he doing? and you leave the room. Brett goes, what the hell was he talking about? I don't know. He was in a strip mall in his head. Just let him walk around. It happens. There's nothing you can do. This morning, we're starting a new thing, an old thing that's a new thing, which is the KUP deployment. Now, I have questions about this simply because
you brought up a great question.
Man, they're not there anymore.
Right.
Clearly the news said we don't have any more deployed. But they're everywhere all over.
Yeah, they're in Germany.
The U.S. of A.
In country jail.
Yeah, they're not out of – they're not at home is basically it. We got a lot
of
troops.
They have other bases around the world. So.
I wonder how bad that can actually be. But they're not home. I mean, it's not Afghanistan like in years past where these guys are just sitting in tents and being miserable out there in the desert.
Putting our bumper stickers on missiles.
Yeah, stuff. Cool stuff like that. Like right now.
I'm sure they'd still.
They're in Germany.
Like to be with their families and
that's
the holidays
the thing.
And that
they'd
kind
rather
of stuff.
Be there. Now, yeah, and that's probably true. And we do have areas where it's not comfortable. They're not happy to be around. Like, I think we're still hanging around the Middle East in certain areas where these guys have to hang out. But it's our Arizona troops are all over the place. Now, in the past, we've been 1,400 of them have been out and about away from their homes.
We're hitting that number this
year? Well, here's the thing. I got to look into this. I don't know how many of them are in, like, Hawaii. We have bases there too, so I'm like, that's not, they're still at home. And I think it would be nice to get like toothbrushes and stuff like that, and golf balls. That was the big thing. The guys in Afghanistan said, "You sent us over those golf balls, and we were just whacking them out into the desert." I don't think you can do that. The Ramstein parking lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think at our base in the Philippines, they're going to take too kindly to us whacking golf balls into Manila buses. But we still want them here, so we're loading it up, and the troops deserve it. So this year, KUP deployment packs. Shipped out on Veterans Day, November 11th. We're excited about that. You guys have always come through for us. Jeremy's got the van out this morning at the Safeway on McDowell, and it's off 7th Street, between 3rd and 7th Street. You can't miss it. It's a giant Safeway over there on McDowell, right there in downtown Phoenix. So head on over to Jeremy and find out what we need. This morning, you know, like little tiny travel packs of toothpaste. These guys are still not home. I mean, I'm making light of it, but there's a lot of people, the girls and boys of our military, that are all over the place and doing missions and not being home and in less than favorable circumstances and things like that. So we've got all sorts of deployment packs we want to get out there. And every year we do this, and every year you guys bang it up. And we'll get emails from people like the next day after we – I don't know how it happens, but we'll get emails from people who are, you know, in – you don't even think about it, like Reykjavik and stuff. Like we've been here for like 7 months. Nobody – we don't even think anybody thinks about it. And, you know, they're overseas. They're not at home. And they get a little pack from home that says here. Because a lot of times they can only buy on the base and stuff like that, or they're far enough away in missions. So Arizona troops that are deployed overseas, we get them gifts and things like that. The list is at 98kupd.com, and we got all sorts of stuff out there with Jeremy. He's got tickets to shows, KUPD stuff, bandanas, T-shirts, all that, on McDowell, around 7th Street, 3rd Street and 7th Street, at the Safeway for KUPD deployment this morning. So, again, thanks to all our troops.
I got an email from Jimmy with the Arizona drinking team. He says, "Oh, really? Here we go again."
All right,
so
fine.
they're ready to
drinking
start doing
team,
it again.
You guys fill it up.
Challenge accepted.
Fill it up, man.
They killed it with the water drive.
Fill it up. They made it the biggest it's ever been, and it was, I mean, it's ridiculous how much they brought. So yeah, absolutely. Drinking team, thank you in advance. We know you guys will come through for sure. And speaking of troops, when I was at Oso the other day in my Into the Pit shirt, and the guy got me that apple pie and a couple of beers. Weird combo, but it was. And I was on a bike ride, 37 miles on the bike, and in the middle of it, I just wanted a beer. Well, I didn't take it home. Totally. It wasn't a Togo apple pie and ice cream and 100-degree bike ride. But it was in my belly, and it does make noise. It was the only thing I'd had. But I saw a group of guys in military fatigue sitting there. I think they were from Papago. And they're at Oso on a Saturday afternoon enjoying a beer and maybe they were just having sodas. I don't know what they were up to. But eating. And I told my friend Mark, because I didn't bring my wallet. I'm like, you know, a decent person, and if I had my wallet today, I'd do this. Buy those boys lunch today. I'll do it. I'm like, yeah, I bet you will. Cheapskate. So Mark goes to try to – and proudly, someone had already done it. Just very cool.
Did Mark get all indignant? No. I want to do it.
He just goes, I tried. He was trying to impress. I tried. And I'm like, you tried. You tried. Well, I hope you're happy. The little engine that didn't. Try all you want. But yeah, it was great though, because I mean, so we can try to buy this for them, and somebody already took care of it. So if you see a group of dudes, and I know like Marines aren't allowed to wear their gear out and things like that, so you'll never know a lot of the times, but if you do see guys in the camo and they're sitting there, you know, pop for their dinner. That's not a bad idea. They deserve it. They do stuff we can't even imagine.
John, former Marine here, toothpaste, I respect it and all, but I'm talking nicotine and energy drinks, man. Just load us up.
Okay. There you go.
I don't
go.
Think we can pass the nicotine along.
We'll get you a pack of smokes and some 5-hour energy.
5-hour energy for sure.
Tell you what, I'll bag up some of my Adderall.
Oh, there you go.
Just make it a big joke.
Pass it around.
One for you.
We'll make it work. I got a little Adderall. This is a felony, but I'm doing it. Anyway, but thank you to all of them. Big Peepee's already fired back. LOL, man. Great effing show most of the time. Thanks, Peepee. Really appreciate the...
People are calling for a replacement.
Thanks for the D+.
I'm betting that Chuck Powell is the first one called. Him and Vince, he doesn't want to do that sports show anymore. Yeah. They'll come over and replace your ass.
You want to go to Phoenix and fail again? Opportunities knocking.
Chuck's great. I would like it if Chuck came back here and did this. He'd be a fun. But this is how it is to work with Chuck, because I have worked with Chuck before. Every 3 or 4 days, he hates the people he's in the room with, and he tries to get them removed. I knew his program director. It's like, Chuck would, it was Bruce St. James. Chuck would lose his mind every few days and come in and go, I've got to get rid of everyone. We've got to start over. He's just, he couldn't have a bad show without losing his. Bruce St. James moved
away. You've met Bruce, right?
No, I haven't met Bruce.
Oh, my God, that is so accurate. Yeah.
Very excitable.
And every Thanksgiving, he'd just run from people because he assumed they're going to try to head him and eat him. I got an email from a lady, and she says, John, I'm one of your few female black listeners.
Oh.
The other day you
I'm
were.
In.
This is great. The other day you were talking about using code words when you worked in a restaurant for people who didn't tip. And she goes, I know who you were talking about. I'm like, all right. Your reputation is not good. And it's funny. Right. It's a stereotype that black people don't tip. But as she said, I always tip extra. So, and this is a trick Whitey's pulled on you black people. Is yes. We started a stereotype that says you don't tip, and now most of you double up. All the ones I know have doubled up on it. Like, I'm not going to that. I don't know where that stereotype comes from. She said, what words did you use? Because someone called me something the other day. I won't say just in case, and I think they were saying what you said. Well, we used Canadian for bad tippers.
Was it one Native American, too, or was it Indian?
Well, that was it.
It was just a Canadian table.
Well, there was one guy that almost ruined it because he said savages. Because Native Americans are also known as bad tippers. And I'm like, you can't be that direct with your misery. But we had Canadians. And then we had, I can't remember the one for Indian that was so funny. Oh, Clevelanders. That was the thing. They called them Cleveland.
Yeah.
So we had Cleveland. Because that one stuck later. That started slow and then trickled. And we got some Clevelanders on 53. I'm like, oh, geez, 53 is mine. And you assume you're going to – but I think it's also kind of – it kind of goes with the territory that when you assume that this is going to be your bad tip, you don't put in the effort that you normally would. So you probably deserve a bad tip. I saw, and she goes on to say that she saw a podcast, she was listening to a podcast, where stewardesses talk about that, and they have the same thing, except they go direct. So the one that the lady was talking about, because I read about this, this lady talked about being a stewardess. She gave up code on what trouble meant. And how often they're trying to have sex with the passengers. And she said, we are notoriously promiscuous.
Oh, man.
That's what I said.
I didn't know that.
So, but you know why? Because you've never been targeted. So she said, and then maybe you have. I started to wonder. So here's how this story goes. She said, like, we stand and welcome you. There's usually two when you're getting on the plane. And when she'd see something she'd like, she goes, what are you having for dinner tonight? And the other one goes, Italian. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Talking about the guy that just walked in. So that was a code to say, this dude is the one I'm targeting. Are you interested? And then she'd say, like, she'd say Italian. If she'd say, what do you want for dinner tonight? And the girl would say, just a light salad, means go for it. I'm not interested in him. You can have that one. So if you hear a stewardess say this, I don't know if it's universal or she said it's pretty universal. She worked at two airlines and it was pretty common that, you know, if Brett walks on next to Brady, and the lady goes, I want some dinner tonight. You'd hear, where are you guys going? And they'd be like, all right. Brady would wreck it.
Who wants some tossed salad? I know all the restaurants.
Why don't you give me some of that?
CB'd by
you,
Brady?
Yeah, why don't you give me your number later, and I'll help you out in the new town.
A friend of mine who will remain nameless travels a little bit for work, and he's got a stewardess that he just met up with.
On the reg?
He met up with. He was excited to leave Sunday, and he left Monday. To go bone this waitress or this stewardess, and I think it's in Texas somewhere. But he's like, we got the three times we've done stuff was in Utah, here, and now there. And he said, each time, noise complaints from the room. I'm like, really? And he goes, yeah, noise complaints. So he's doing it. He goes, man, she's crazy. Stewardesses are the best for that. So if you're getting on a plane and you notice that, and she's like, so what are you going to have for dinner tonight? Especially if you're on an early morning flight, that means they're targeting someone near you. The reason I've never heard them say that. Pretty evident. The reason all of us act shocked and pretty evident. We've never caught their eye to the point where they're asking the other one, can I have it? So stewardesses, you little tramps. How about that? But yeah, black people and Native Americans. Canadians was our big one. We got Canadians and Clevelanders. That was, I got to give credit to it. I can't remember his last name. It was a short guy named Brad. And he brought that from another restaurant. He goes, we got some Clevelanders on 52. And I'm like, Clevelanders? And he goes, yeah. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? And he goes, and then he did a finger over the top of his head. I'm like, oh, I got
you. He did the wahoo. Did
the single feather. And we had one for old people, too.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Q-tips was one. Was it Q-tips? Did anybody have any Q-tips? Because I got two on 52. And I'm like, oh, all right.
I'll take them.
I don't want them. Q-tips or burn victims. That was another one for really old people were called burn victims. There's a tragedy of burn victims on 40.
Should have gotten the restaurant business. That sounds like right up my alley.
Oh, it's perfect for a guy like you. But Canadians was the big one. Got a table of Canadians up there. Oh, man. And we weren't mad about the race. We were mad about the tip. And so you had to sit and think to yourself, is this the thing? So I'm curious, lady who emailed, what did they say about you? Because it is terrible. But these are cash-driven human beings who only see green.
Yep.
And it makes them bigots. I'm just spilling the beans because it's out there. And there are stereotypes. There are people who tip terribly. British people. Oh! You had somebody go, hey, hello, how are you? It's like, oh, this is a waste of everybody's time. I'm going to bring you guys. And plus, they have no taste palate at all. They'll eat bread and act like it's filet mignon. They don't have any ability to discern good food. They're British. They're boring. Their palates are nothing.
Rarely spiced.
None of them are Gordon Ramsay. The reason Gordon Ramsay's so bad that nobody tastes his food is because he grew up in England. And he works so hard to make his food taste good. And they'll eat paste.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, well, they keep it simple. But they'll eat. And if you've ever been to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, which I did in Vegas, it's garbage. They screwed up fish and chips. It was bland. How? Oh, yeah. It's British food. Of course it's bland. The worst tippers by far. Black, Indian, doesn't matter.
British people, huh?
British people. The worst. And you expect so much because they sound regal. Yes, I'll have the... But if they're regal, they shouldn't have been in a Tony Romas. That's the reason. That didn't register in my head. I'll have the Santa Fe salad and an iced tea, if you don't mind.
That's why you talked to that one girl.
That girl in Vegas, yeah. When I talked to her. She goes, I got to tell you, that's the most unbelievable accent I've ever heard. Is it now? What would you do if I told you, love, that this entire charade is a bullshit?
What do you mean?
I don't talk like that. I'm in a trucker hat.
Trucker.
A British guy in a trucker hat?
Come on, what are you?
And what are you doing next to Chris Farley's brother?
Perfect. Yeah, I'm sitting next to Farley and Eric.
You want a light salad tonight?
I got Alf and Farley sitting next to me.
Hello, gentlemen. How's the evening going?
Can I get you a drink?
You know what? I'd like a vodka and soda with a lemon, please, love. Pour it like we're friends, if you don't mind, if you know what I mean. Huh?
Oh, my God.
She was in love with me. And then when I pulled the curtain back, she's like, oh, he's just an ugly American. But the regal British, you mother, the worst tippers in the world. Black people, at least it's not a British reputation. I don't even want to wait on the Brits.
So it's kind of true, like in that scene in Waiting, when she's like, foreigners, I hate foreigners.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Waiting is the most real ever.
It's a documentary.
Ryan says, I'm in Navajo here. I used to work in the industry in the kitchen as a barback and security, later as a valet attendant. And I've always agreed, natives are crap tippers. I have to say, Clevelanders might be the best term I've ever heard. That is all. Awesome. Yeah, we had codes for it. Nobody would ever pick that up. Hey, Clevelanders 52, because they just think it's restaurant lingo. Nope, it's a shot at you, you non-tipping natives. But it's pretty great. I don't know.
And they would, and you'd go by the table every now and then, and go OH, and they'd go oh.
Oh yeah. Oh, we had that is
Jeez,
not that is
Brady,
not what they
wow.
Did. They did not do. Oh,
man, you're on a roll.
And by the by, why would you scream OH at the Indians? I understand where Cleveland is. They don't know the term, so you wouldn't scream OH at them.
You don't have to sell it that much.
You know what? Call TMZ and cancel him. Grandpa's like he's losing it. Man, oh man.
Talk about a stretch.
Boy, oh boy. Brady, I can't get a job for what I did, and you just, oh. Unbelievable. No, they didn't go, No reason for that at all. And you're going to sit and try to come up with it. That's why you're breathing
what?
So heavy
no.
right now.
You're spinning now because you realize you're stepping.
They love Ohio.
No, they don't.
Nope.
They probably used to love Ohio until we showed up.
That's true.
The worst thing you can get in a restaurant is that gaggle of ladies. You get a table, especially lunch. There's nothing worse for a waiter to see than a table of six women. A, the bill's getting split. B, somebody's going to complain.
You got a nice tea and I got a water. I'm not spending the extra $1.79. We should all, oh, for Christ's sake.
One time at Roma's, we
was
had
that
a
hen party? What would you,
we
what
had
was
a, code for that? I don't remember. I think it was just, that's all you said when you saw it. We had a group of women in their mid-50s that would come in every Friday at like 1 o'clock and have like a little women's group. But it wasn't like the fun wine drinkers. They actually talked about stuff.
Like a book reading club?
I don't know what they were. One time I got there, and I hated splitting bills because we didn't have computers to do it. So I had to bring each one in manually. And if you goofed, they knew it immediately. So
I had the half rack of ribs and an iced tea, and you have me down for a soda.
Well, an iced tea and a soda are pretty much.
Yeah, but this is $1.79. Her soda is $1.59.
Or like, here's the 20 cents. Shut up.
And, all right, and the other lady said, and I think I got the wrong bill, too. My drink's mixed up with her drink because she had alcohol.
And I'm like, tell you what. It's on me today.
What?
Yeah, I don't want to. It's on me. I'm sorry for all the mistakes. I would much rather just pay for the meal than listen to you bicker over a dollar. Dudes just go 50-50. Yeah, we're good. Unless you're with a dick dude. And then you just don't go to lunch with that guy.
Yeah, that keeps taking it deep every time.
Yeah, well, or not. If he's the one that complains that Toledo had a vodka soda, I didn't even drink, now you're to pay up. Yeah, sometimes you do because we're going to balance out. You know what we're never going to do? Ask you to lunch again. Just pay half. We'll do quarters. It's easier for everybody if we're going to do that. Or I'll just pay for the whole goddamn thing. But I paid for their lunch because I'm like, I've had it. I've had it with you hens crowing about a dollar.
John, I work in the industry too, and we do have code words still to this day. I'm sure you know that. But one we don't have code for, gypsies.
Oh.
Goddamn gyppos.
They just call
them
gyppos.
They come in and
they steal your stuff.
They do.
I didn't even know that was a real thing.
They steal your stuff.
Oh, they steal everything, Brett.
Somewhere.
Oh, my old Irish boxing coach used to always go, look out there, Johnny. Look out the window. Every kid that walked by, there's a gyppo. Got to watch yourself around that. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, gyppo? And he's like, all those kids get off that bus there, Johnny. They're all gyppos. They'll come in here. They'll steal your stuff. They go into restaurants. They steal salt shakers and such. And I'm like, no, that's in Ireland. You're not right. And so that night, I'd never heard the word gypsy in this town in my life. That night, I went to Houston's when it used to be in the Esplanade. And the bartender there was Marty Joe. And we're talking. And she goes, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to spend much time talking to you. We got gypsies. And I'm like, what is going on here? The same day. And she goes, gypsies are here. And I look over and I'm like, those are just kids going to prom in October. What's the deal? And she goes, no, they dress like that.
Cutlery, plates.
They steal the sugar holders. They steal all the stuff. No reason, but they do. She goes, we got to keep an eye on the gypsies. And I'm like, so what do I look for? And she goes, you just look for people that look like they're going to prom in the middle of a normal day. I'm like, no kidding.
Boys at Mo Money Pond, go there.
Oh,
and if any of them come in, hold on. They stop the conversation.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Gypsies are thieves. Gypsies and thieves.
And it's some of their best customers.
That's why Tyson Fury gets so mad when he's Gypsy King, because he grew up in that, but he wants the reputation to get fixed because it's kind of a slur that you're a gypsy. But yeah, so it's out there. But what are you going to do?
John, can I jump back to your airline stewardess conversation? I realize now that I was labeled a salad at one point when I was younger. I was really fit, but nothing happened. And now I'm so pissed. I'm notorious for turning girls off when they talk to me.
Near the salad.
I'm that idiot, and I always say things that really get a girl's panties dry.
Whoa.
Oh, my life.
Wow. You already answered it. Wow.
That's a harsh realization.
Wow. This person says, my wife used to work at the Yard House, and the code for a certain group of people was pancakes because they smell like pancakes. I'll let you guess which race.
I don't know.
What race smells like? That sounds like a great
Canadians?
Race.
Canadians? Maple?
Nova Scotians?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's Canadians, all Canadians.
Yeah, all Canadians smell like pancakes. I'm moving to Canada. That sounds amazing. Yeah. I wish Old Spice made pancake deodorant.
Call them Hortons or something.
Yeah, pancakes. Damn. I wish there was a race of pancake smelling people. I would hang out with that race all the time. I would fully appropriate that. The pancake people of Nova Scotia.
John, being Mexican, I'm glad you haven't mentioned us yet because we can't be good at tipping.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I never really had an issue with that.
Pretty good. Hard to understand, but pretty good.
Okay. I got the pancake one.
Okay. Yeah.
You Googled it?
Yeah. I Googled it. There's a list of ethnic slurs on Wikipedia.
Pancakes.
Oh, is there?
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's an ethnic, because that's what we were careful of. It wasn't a slur because then the person might know and get mad. That's why Canadians are so
safe. Yeah, but I mean,
so
look at it. We didn't know what it is. I mean, it's kind of...
That's true. But if I was... Well, anyway, what are you going to do? I'm not looking.
Still trying to
figure out the pancake. I don't care to know. Well, I want to be part of that race, for crying out loud. The pancake people, I'm in. Oh,
really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
That's what it says, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you see, this person said,
you see why?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
That's why I held it up. I wasn't going to.
I think I get it now. But they don't smell like pancakes.
No.
They just look like the pan they're made in. I see what you're doing, you pigs.
Hey, we didn't do it. That's we just right. looked Dude, it up.
That's Wikipedia. Blame Wikipedia.
Racist dicks. Good tippers, though. I like them. Good tippers, that group. But, yeah, what are you going to do?
Hey, don't tell me that Fajul in the room is a good tipper. I don't believe that for a second. Brett's a good tipper.
You're damn right I am. I live with somebody in the industry. Yeah, exactly. I have to be.
Exactly.
I got no choice.
Scott Haynes says, wow, with all this race tipping talk, is this one dude juice? I just want to hear you say it.
Dude juice.
By the way, I applied for a trademark yesterday for
Dude Juice. Good thinking, man.
Nice.
Good thinking.
On somebody's suggestion.
I hope you're successful with that. Run with that as far as it
Is
takes
that website
you.
Available?
That's the guy behind Dude Juice.
Dude Juice, Juice in the morning.
Don't look up DudeJuice.com.
It's a link to AltAZ.
Dude Juice.
I bet it is. Oh, my God. If we get the trademark on that, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Let's just make a KDKB right. website out of it.
DudeJuice.com. The banquet beer.
I'm all in on that. Yeah, Sam Elliott saying Dude Juice ended the show yesterday. For those of you who are curious what the hell that is, and we still don't know why that happened.
You find it on a podcast.
No clue.
And the memes we got were insane. I mean, all day yesterday I was getting them.
Oh, it got stupid. Like how many people were excited about that. Anyway, what are you going to do? We had plenty of people. If you want to know your situation in a restaurant, I need that black lady to email me back and say what she thinks she heard the waitress call her table. But, you know, in order, you definitely wanted the gaggle of women last. That was the worst table to wait on. They complain the most. They order the least. They tip by the book. Old people are terrible, too.
Worse than old people?
Old people are bad, but they're consistent. You have a guaranteed amount of money coming out of old people. You just know your effort to put in. Like an old person's not going to tip 20. They're going to tip 15 or 10 at the time.
You pay for their frequency. In other words, you're getting the brunt.
Their volume.
We go out every night.
Right.
Not necessarily to your spot.
No.
Maybe, but since we go out so much.
Yeah. You roll
in
volume.
We're giving out so much money in tips, so we'll cut down on.
I've always been, if you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to go out. That's always been my thing.
Yeah, that's the cost of doing business. Yeah.
But it isn't about affording. It's about willingness.
Yeah.
And certain people don't tip. I've gone back in. I got a couple friends who are a little bit light on the old tip. And I'll see what they tip when they're like, I got the bill. And I'm like, all right. And they'll tip. And then I'll go back in later and drop a couple bucks. I've done it with Chuck Artigue, our old boss. We did
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Chuck was horrible to the staff and would leave 8.
Oh, he got Nick fired.
8 to 12%. Well, Nick deserved it.
Nick deserved it.
8 to 12% tip max.
Yeah.
And he would run them through the grinder.
That's proper.
Whatever the tax was, that was his tip.
Yeah,
which is 8%.
He killed waiters and ran them all over. We were at Charleston's once, and the bill was probably I think it was Ashley's birthday, and we all went out there, and it was probably a $130 bill for four or five of us. So I got this. Hey, Ashley, you are a wonderful employee, and it's our privilege to have your suite in the building. It was a different time. Your boss could talk to you like that, and he writes down the thing, and we all looked, and even Ashley saw. That I think the tip was $5.72 on a $130 bill.
Wow.
And
because probably he used to
run
a company card, and he probably was told by the Rao brothers,
we'll
reimburse
Brady.
You, not the tip.
He was just a cheap man.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
They're not going to.
He did it when it was on his card,
too.
Yeah, I know. But it had nothing to. I wish that were true, that you don't get reimbursed on the tip. Chuck was all too happy not to tip people. He was a terrible tipper. And we ran back in with cash and gave that girl like $40. She's like, we're sorry. That's embarrassing.
Brady, turn down your headphones because in my experience, Bible thumpers are the worst tippers.
You don't want people coming in with Jesus all over them. You got Jesus showing? I'm thinking I'm getting a low amount. Yeah, just regular folk. If I saw any of you guys walk in, I'd be like, I'd see Brady. I'm like, this dude's going to run me ragged. I see Toledo. I'm like, I got this one. eyes closed. This will be easy. And the tip is all going to be pretty average. You never really know who the great tippers are. That's the other thing. Because that's not a stereotype. That's a crapshoot. Canadians, Clevelanders, hens, Q-tips.
Pancakes.
Yeah, and pancakes. But I don't know what that is. I just want to be clear. I don't know what that is. But I think if I'm guessing right, never had an issue with their tipping. They were good. Not a lot of them in Mesa, though.
Okay, John, I got to ask then, what is your tip on that $130 tab?
For me, in $130, $30. Because I go a little – I worked in restaurants, so I always – 20%. It's juiced. It's 20 plus. I always go 20 plus. So if it's 13, I round to 15 and double it.
Okay, John, you said what your thoughts are on separate checks at the end of the meal. What about when they say it at the beginning of the meal?
Yeah, if you tell them – it's just – it, nowadays, it's easier because the computers do it. So back then, we had to ring up everybody's individual order. And if you're busy, it was
well,
a
you had
nightmare.
To ring it all in at once because then the table would get the whole meal at the same time.
Right.
And then,
and then you kill the kitchen because you got 14 tickets going in otherwise. Yep. And then you got to separate, which some people
that's
will go
a
to,
no fire. Yeah. That's a no fire.
I'm a moron when it comes to math. So me doing your bill, oh, you got cheese sticks and this guy. Who's paying for the appetizer? This isn't fair. So I'm just like, I got it. I bought plenty, but then I had the keys because I was the manager. So I just void your bill and take your cash. Pocket that. Sometimes I just void your meal. I'm done with you people. Well, that was what a wonderful evening it's become. You know, sometimes I like to buy dinner for you. You guys were such a pleasure to work with. Well, that's great. And then the secret probably got out. The balding kid.
Yeah. We want him.
If you give him a hassle about the bill at the end, he just buys the meal.
Why am I getting all these Bible thumpers
in my
section?
I was broke, and I'd be like, oh, I got it. I'll avoid it.
Must be a normal thing. Joaquin just, I'm half native, and I like to see people's face when I tip good. Yeah. So funny.
Right, because you're breaking the trend.
Wow.
That's a reputation, and the service industry is evil, dark-hearted, miserable people, and they have no time for anything but green. That's the only color they care about. Because without it, they don't pay their rent. They need it now. It's 7:17. What do you got in the big board of musical treats over there?
All right, wake up song brought to you guys by our buddies over there at Action Ride Shop. Going to hit the trails this weekend. Make sure you hit up Josh and the boys over there because it's going to be nice weather.
Yes.
You need to rent a bike, they got you. You need to buy a bike, they got you. And if you're a little bit out of shape, they got the e-bikes for you to rent. So they got you covered on all aspects.
If you're out of shape, get a regular bike. If you're in shape, you've earned
you know,
an e-bike.
That's not the case.
I know. Had a dude pass me on the canal Saturday on his e-bike and he was a little bit thick, and it was our goal at that point. Keep up with him. Let this bitch know he spent $10,000 on something we can manually stay right behind him. And we did, but it was huffing. Those things move.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
They're flying.
Let's see here if our computer decides to work.
And also, we got to get to Brady's thing.
Oh, yeah.
Brady had an incident.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a bunch of stuff for you here. Clutch, Drink to Death, Megadeth, Sudden Death, Drain, White Coat Syndrome, Code Blue from TSOL. Black Label Society, Funeral Bell, Death like Blooms from Mudvayne, Volbeat, Last Day Under the Sun, End of the Road from Boys and Men.
Boys and Men.
Yeah. Cutting Crew, I Just Died in Your Arms. Suffocation, Funeral Inception, Take My Bones Away from Barrenness, Clean My Wounds. Eskimo Callboy, We Got the Moves. So.
Something you said. Died in Your Arms Tonight might not be bad.
Oh, man.
But it's not going to happen because that's too romantic. I like the Boys to Men End of the Road. I think a bunch of funeral songs today is a good idea.
Funeral Bell's good.
Funeral Bell is great. We'll go with BLS Funeral Bell. And intermittently, I'll throw in songs that I want to hear just in case it's my last day. So get ready, Toledo. We got that going. Meantime, Brady, I don't know if it's solved or if it got worse, but your big trash gate situation where the guy driving the trash trucks has been throwing the trash bins in your front yard after he's dropping them off right there in your driveway, so you have to – it's a problem. He's been moving them in front of your driveway so you can't get in or out without moving it. And we have video of it, and two trucks last Monday, one just tossed the black one down, and the other one moved the blue one in front of your driveway. We talked about it on the air. We said it needs to get done. I said I'd call as you and try to get the guy fired. You're too kind for that. You wouldn't do it. Yesterday, you get a knock on the door, and as the only person in America left who answers the door when someone unexpectedly knocks at it, what happened?
Well, here's the deal.
Or were you standing outside?
I'm sure Paulie Gutierrez showed up.
I was not actually at the door.
Oh.
I was on the road, and Ronnie calls me.
Yeah.
Guess who's at the front door? Paul Montes, the manager of City of Gilbert,
showed up at your house
with another employee.
Right.
I didn't get her name, but they were there, and Ronnie says, Paul goes, we understand there's been some problems with the trash delivery. And Ronnie's like, did you hear about this? And how did you hear about it? It's like, we all listen.
All right.
And they had a gift bag, and they said, we're so sorry.
What's in it?
I got loaded with
horse's head.
Hot Wheel garbage trucks. I got four.
Cool.
They're really cool. I got a couple of mini garbage pail mugs kind of thing. I haven't opened those up. T-shirts. The key to the city. Jealous?
Wait a minute. Hold on. T-shirts
it's
that
all
say
garbage,
Gilbert
toys.
Garbage? What does the T-shirt say?
The T-shirt says, yeah, recycle Gilbert.
Oh, okay. I'd like to recycle
Gilbert.
You know,
it has a beautiful picture of Gilbert. Probably the water tower. There,
what know. A wonderful gesture.
Couple of recyclable grocery bags.
Fantastic.
And
so they said it will end?
Oh, I got a dumpster paperweight, too.
Okay. Is the problem over?
It's over, my friend. Taken care of.
Everything
and they said,
settled.
By the way, the other thing they asked for is, could we get those videos from you? Because we want to use them for training purposes.
We understand you had a little problem with one of our drivers. We're very, very apologetic, my friend. Here's a paperweight and some T-shirts. Sorry we didn't know you were a 4X.
And they said, sorry for the mix-up. No, they nailed it right.
Here's a pair of giant shoes for your beautiful daughter.
And they said, starting next week, the mayor of Gilbert will personally take your trash out.
He's going to come out every day and just a photo op.
To see if Brady makes it into work on Monday.
Yeah.
Bridget Peterson will be by.
From this day forward, we do ask, though, in return, some type of consideration or reciprocation. I mean, you have a problem with the city, Gilbert, you don't have to air it on the air. You call me personal.
It took just about 48 hours, but it was amazing because after that, impressive. Two more people from that worked at the city that I knew said, I'm going to talk to your guy for you.
Your driver?
Yeah, and I said, no need. Just talk to the manager.
You're dead.
Done.
You're gone.
It's getting worse. This is not a
no,
good...
No, it's over.
That's
over.
What you think.
The city of Gilbert, thank you so much.
You got a trash truck in your living room. That guy's coming through the walls.
Jeremy's out on the van right now going, oh, there's a spot Monday.
Yeah. Well, there might be two.
It's all over, boys.
We're all right, then, you and I. We'll talk to your driver. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Don Julio.
Oh, damn idiot.
Really? They showed up at your door, and you're cool with it because they brought you Hot Wheels.
Mark for dead.
You're done. That's a mark.
Yeah,
that's an X
absolutely.
On the door. I agree.
Happy now.
Waste management showed up and said,
so sorry. It'll never happen. Let me tell you this, and I know this from the bottom of my heart. You, sir, will never have another problem again with the waste management. At least not at this house.
As a matter of fact, you won't have any more problems
ever again. You're
not going
to have anything to worry about from here on out.
Monday, there's going to be a spark at the house.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm not going to tell you I'm blowing your house up. Just letting you know you're in the clear. Now, hopefully...
He was telling that to the assistant.
You don't understand, but I have to make a big X on your garage door to let the drivers know this is a house you don't mess with. That's exactly it. Let's go.
Thank you for the bag.
Thanks, Don Juan!
Okay, that's enough.
You're not going to make it.
It was great knowing you, Brady.
Why do you answer the door every time? Somebody standing on the other side of my door with a bag? Drop it off.
I want to talk.
No. You guys open that door for anybody.
A lot of Amazon Prime.
That's right. And they drop it off
and
you
leave.
Why do you talk to the Amazon Prime? Unless
we
you're
don't.
Already out. Well, yeah, you answer the door after they drive
it's
away.
Intercept the package.
Intercept?
Yeah, as they drop it off.
From you?
Preventing porch pirates.
Okay, then you need to move. If it has to be that fast. You guys answer the door too much. This is the worst sound in the year 2021. The worst sound.
Who is it?
Yeah,
I'll get it!
Brady's the only house left in America that screams, I'll get it.
I'll get it!
Everybody else in the United States hits mute, mute on the remote and the deck. Get below the windows, you idiots!
Medea and I look at each other. You going to get it? Nope.
No, I'm not getting it. Are you expecting somebody? No. Then they're going to stand out there.
Woohoo, company! Hi, come in!
Hoi hoi!
We didn't expect that. We'd like to talk to you about Jehovah's Witnesses.
You want some food? Come on in here. Come on, get in here.
Never mind. Here, oh, just my God. Leave this pamphlet here.
Yeah, yeah, this guy wants to talk to us more than we want to talk to him. Here, just read this. We're done with you. So, stop answering your door. Oh, I'm worried about Brady now. I got surgery tomorrow. I'm more than likely going to wake up from. You've got waste management giving you gifts. That's a sign.
I'll have to make a few phone calls.
Yeah, you got to go to the Italian-American Club tonight. Go, hey, you need to leave my boy alone. I'd like to make a request that we leave Brady Bogan's house as is and just stop putting his trash in front of the drive. I'll make sure it doesn't go on the air anymore.
The mini guinea and I are meeting there for lunch tomorrow. So
I'm sorry, Brett. The die is cast on your chubby little friend. He took the Hot Wheels.
He drew first blood.
It's time for him to go.
Well, good luck to you, Brady. So you think it's resolved because they gave you Hot Wheels?
I think so.
Yeah. And a T-shirt.
Feeling good about it.
So now they've given you a shirt that says Recycle Gilbert, which means there he is.
There he is.
Don't wear it. Don't ever wear that.
It's that's a bullseye, basically. You're wearing a bullseye.
Who am I looking for, boss? Looks a little like Ethel Merman if she was going through chemo.
It's going to be a garden flag. You know, I'll just post it up on a stake.
Great idea. This is bad.
You better move.
Yeah, I'd get out of there. I'm calling Doug Hopkins. We're getting you out of that house in a week. You're done. Let's go. Cash offer as is. As is means the mob's hanging around. You're done, Brady. Messing with waste management. You've never watched The Sopranos once. If you did, you didn't pay attention. That's not a group of people you toy with. In fact, if you guys want to throw the neighbor's trash in my front yard, I'll get it. Don't worry about it. You're doing a great job, guys.
Well, that's a good person right there. This guy understands the business of garbage.
Good luck, Brady. You feeling comfortable with
that? I'm feeling real good.
I eyeballed your wife, too, which is even better. What are you telling her to answer the door for? Just don't answer the door. It's only
Look,
only
she
thing
was
it could
the
be
one
is,
that answered the door.
I know. Right. And you got to tell her. Stop. The only thing you can
She has a lot of guests.
The only thing this means in 2021 is process server.
Process server. I think, you know, I'll have to ask her, but I think maybe seeing the City of Gilbert truck out front or something might have.
So you can't buy that sticker?
Oh, yeah, you can.
City of Gilbert, if there's an emergency, doesn't knock on your door. They just get to it.
Ronnie can catch you so fast.
All right,
I've taught her some skills.
All right, good, I bet you have. And the skills are this.
Ahoy, hoy! Come on in!
Never answer your door.
No guns, though. No guns.
Don't answer your door. Stop it. Only time you get you. I was standing outside doing some yard stuff, and that guy walked up on me. I almost punched him out. He's a process server. John? Who's asking? Are you John Holmberg? What is Megan here? I'm like, oh, I fell for it. I answered yes to the John Holmberg thing, and he had his hands in his pocket. You take your hands out of your pocket. We're going to have a problem. You don't walk up on me like that. I don't know who you are. There's no car. Well, what? I'm like, you're making me nervous. Stay away from me.
Chill out, bro.
Well, I was going to drop him like a bad habit. He's walking up on me. He knows my name. He's got his hands behind. He's reaching into his back. And I'm like, uh-uh. You're about to catch an elbow through your face. Jeez, I've never really thought of it that way. I guess I am kind of intimidating. I'm like, yeah, you walk up to somebody's front yard without a car, start saying their name like we're best friends, and I don't know who you are, and you slow walk with your hands. Nuh-uh. Not in this day and age, man. It ain't the 50s.
The only way you could walk up to John, you got to know this by now, is if you have a plaque in your hand.
Nope. You can drop those off, too.
Best of.
That's great. Leave it at the door.
Encanto.
Nope. Good for you. The guy's standing right there in the window. He won't answer. You can go. I didn't expect. You can text me. You should have texted. If I don't expect you, the door doesn't open. Period.
That's the truth, too.
That is a fact. Brady, however.
Our neighborhood's a little different.
No, my neighborhood is the same as your neighborhood, Brady. It's me and all the smart people in the world. Why would your neighborhood be different? Your neighborhood meaning your house.
Well, different in the aspect that more people answer their doors.
Laser won't answer his door if he doesn't expect it.
Oh, yeah, he was a...
No, he might come over to your house because you won't leave him alone. You're always in the front yard. It's you. You're different.
I go over there. After I answer the door, I go over to Laser and go... Dude, I just answered my door. Yeah.
And I bet you he sees you on the ring. Oh, Christ, Brady's here again. Your neighborhood's no different. People aren't just answering the door. There's mats. Welcome mats that say, if you didn't text, I'm not answering.
Yeah. Their timing
I'm getting one of those.
Yeah. Get them. They're great. Man. There's no reason. If I don't know you're coming, there's no reason for me to open the door for you. Unless you're screaming,
I'm glad that
your house
happened.
On fire, your house is on fire. Then you don't even need to ring the bell. Just get away from my house. I'll find the fire.
If I'm working in the garage and I see somebody walking up, I close the garage.
Close the garage.
I go in the house.
Yep. Oh, if I'm outside and doing stuff and I happen to see you coming towards me, I'll go in. But I missed that server. He snuck up on me. Yeah, Brady, stop answering your door. This is all bad. And plus, now you're going to get killed by the mafia. Great job, kid.
Jeez.
He was all proud of himself until he talked to people with reason.
Unbelievable.
It's all fixed.
Watch his face.
Yeah.
Watch his face, Brett. Oh, it's exciting. Potential for a new buddy.
The heart just goes racing.
Yeah, stop answering your door. Well, Brett's the one that has the story that the time he was there to move a table with you, and you had that screen door on, and you just sat back and stared at it. And gave play-by-play to
yep.
Kenny's heading to the Circle K. It's 12:38. Up there goes Laser.
Brady's just play-by-play and everything that's happening outside. Can't wait for somebody to come to the door.
One day, Brett, you'll have a piece of heaven like this.
Did you hear him, Brett? My neighborhood's different. You. No, it's not. Is your neighborhood the same? Doorbells ring.
No.
People just running
that's
up.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on.
That's why it's different.
It is not different. You're different. Your neighbors are the same as you. And they're going to hurt your feelings because everybody knows it's you. But if you said, hey, do you guys not like it when I come over every couple hours and knock on your door to just talk? And they'll be like, of course, Brady, you're wonderful. And then they shut the door as you leave and go, we got to get out of here. This guy doesn't get it.
But there is
nobody
one in every
visitors.
Neighborhood. Oh, I mean, I got one yeah. in my cul-de-sac.
Of course
that, and we call him Brady. We do. Because he's a guy, hey, how you doing? It's like,
he wants
oh,
to
man,
be your
pal.
And he's nice.
Mail.
He's wonderfully
kind. Oh,
he's
totally nice. Great
you just
guy.
Don't want to deal with
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Proximity doesn't make us buddies. Your neighborhood's different. Why don't you eat a bag of... Tell everybody.
Completely missed the
point. Everybody can't wait to open the door to welcome in strangers.
No, it's not what I said.
What are you saying?
That's why it's different. There are people answer. That's why people come
dumb.
Into the neighborhood, and you have, you know, it doesn't happen all that often, but you still get those solicitors.
You answer
looking
the
for
door.
Pest control. No,
yeah.
If I'm binging something on Netflix, there's no answer.
Right. But somebody in your house is because you can't have it both ways.
Well, their timing happened because Ronnie was the only one at home, and usually a lot of times, she does have clients come.
But she knows they're coming.
Yeah.
That's different.
Every once in a while.
Listen to what I'm saying. If I know you're coming, I'll open the door. If I don't, even if it's you, if you just showed up at my door.
Didn't you do that to Stebbings one time?
I've done it to several people. Mark shows up banging on the door. I'm like, you're out. I didn't know you were coming. No pop-ins. And I showed up at his house to get him back, and they had a charcuterie board ready. I'm like, what the is wrong with you?
He's from Gilbert, though.
Yeah, I know he's a Gilbert. Look, bad guys, head
like
to Gilbert.
Said.
They're all marks. They all answer the door. Just walk in and take their stuff. They'll probably be fine with it. Suckers. My neighborhood's different. Knob. Stop answering the door. You're wrecking it for all of us. City of Gilbert, I'm fine with the way you guys handle trash.
Great job yesterday, City
of
Gilbert.
See you, buddy. That's the end of you.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.